when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio people, thank you so much for hanging on. We could call this Seat of Your Pants Radio. We could do that, or flying upside down radio. But listen, I think we do a pretty good job. You want to know the truth? I really do. And anyway, we're transitioning to the second hour. We're going to bring, here's what we got. We got Matt Goodwin. Matt Goodwin did a marvelous job first hour. He really did. And he's really improved like good wine with ATs. The guys, he's got a head on his shoulders. And we also have Will Franklin coming on. He's a important guy. He's risking his livelihood by coming on this program. He really is. He's laying it all on the line. And once again, I couldn't say enough about Matt. Without Matt, there would be no Blood River Radio. He was instrumental in the beginning. He pumped tons of money into Blood River Radio, tons of hours. He lost a job coming back. We came back from Charlottesville. We were Charlottesville brothers. But I'm really thrilled to have him on. So anyway, these two guys, before I forget, we're bringing Mike Weaver on after this break. After the next break, he used to be with the Goyam Defense League. He told me he kind of separated himself there because of a disagreement. I'll let him explain more if he wants to. I don't know how much he wants to get out there, why he left the Goyam Defense League, but he does some work that's second to none. In fact, I still use some of the flyers that he put it out. But anyway, Miss Lizzie, I'll tell you about that clip. I could not resist that clip. We play that clip, and I want Will and Matt to talk about the clip as soon as this ended. I think it's George Lincoln Rockwell that did that. But go fire away, Miss Lizzie.
Oh, what about the 6 million?
Well, one of the easiest questions to take care of, actually, is the 6 million Jews. These people, these Jews, if this were true, the 6 million Jews, sorry, you would have to give the Jews credit for being more clever than the cats for having nine lives, because these Jewish gas Jews show up again and again and again all over the world, not just here. The Jewish Encyclopedia, which you can consult, and as you can see in all my literature, lists in 1932 and 33 only 2.5 million Jews for the entire area, everywhere that Hitler possibly could have been. There were only 2.5 million Jews, and yet he's accused of gassing 6 million Jews in a 2.5 million Jew area. I would be very grateful if the Jews would explain this to me. They've never done it. I think the 6 million Jew stuff is the biggest of all the big lies that has ever been told. And while we're at that subject, let me point out that in Mein Kampf, we hear forever about Hitler's big lie. If you will read and study in Mein Kampf, if you look at the actual book, rather than just listen to Jews like William L. Shirer telling about it, you will discover that Hitler says in Mein Kampf that the Jews are the great masters of the lie, and he says that their biggest technique is what he calls the big lie technique, and he says it's vile. He not only didn't invent it, he doesn't advocate it. He says it is a filthy technique by which the Jews tell an enormous lie, and it's so big that nobody ever suspects it. That's exactly what's going on in our country today.
Fire away, Matt.
Well, it looks like George Lincoln Rockwell. It kind of sounds like him. I believe it is him. And he's absolutely right. The 6 million in question is probably a big, huge lie in that it's a lie so big that it's meant to make people shriek in horror at the amount of people that Hitler killed. The problem is, where are 6 million bodies? So I think what they did is they know, like, well, we can't show 6 million bodies. We can't show big piles of mass graves that were Jewish or whatever. So what they have to do is concoct this gas chamber story, where the bones will be ground up and, you know, disappear and via dust or whatever. And, you know, and it's a very shoddy way of showing 6 million were killed, because you can't kill 6 million people in gas chambers and grind up their bones and do it in a timely manner. People have done the math on that. It's absolutely astronomical how long that would take. So, like, it's beyond feasible. So, anyway, but it's really just a lie for the masses. It's mass sloth is what it is. Like, so they just create this sloth that people believe without questioning, implicitly believe it. And that's a huge problem. But if you do any type of investigation, like I've read some from some encyclopedias, George Lincoln Rockwell says 2 million, 2.5 million. Everywhere Hitler could have possibly been, it was 2.5 million Jews. Now, in my research, this could have been edited later. This could have been a revision on this encyclopedia. But I read an encyclopedia from, like, it was like 1930s, maybe 1928 or something. But it said that in Europe there was like 9 million Jews. Okay. My problem with the 6 million figure is you're telling me that Hitler almost killed every Jew in Europe. Even in many countries that he didn't even go into or have anything to do with. And that doesn't even include how many the Soviets might have killed, as they're coming from the east, you know, and invading Europe as well. So we've got some major problems. We've got some number problems. We have statistic problems. And then we've also got the age-old lies that are just constant. Like, there's always going to be lying numbers. Like, so I think from the second day the earth was created and people were here, there were probably people lying. You know, so like there's all sorts of bias. So we're never really going to know actual numbers. But the problem with these laws, these anti-Semitism laws and things like that, is they're not interested in actual numbers. They just want us to shut up and not say anything about it, right? And that's
two
the
items.
Problem.
Before we go to Will, two quick items. Monica Schaefer said, and George Lincoln Rockwell kind of alluded to it. Monica Schaefer, our little co-host, my little sister, she said that the Holocaust lie was the largest lie, biggest lie in the world. She said it was the linchpin lie holding all the other Jew lies together. If we could ever defeat that and ever expose the Holocaust as the lie it is, then all their other lies would fall apart. Second item, and Matt knows this all too well, we have had Fred Leutcher on this program several times. We need to get him on again. He was legendary. He's the one that testified at the Ernst Zundel trials in Canada. He's an engineer. He carried a whole team of engineers and technicians to Europe. He investigated Dachau. He investigated Auschwitz. He investigated Treblinka. And he went over there, guys, as a believer. He told the court, I'll go. They hired him. The court hired him as an expert witness to go to Europe and investigate these gas chambers, because Ernst Zundel was on the trial for denying the Holocaust. He went over there saying, I warn you, I believe in the Holocaust. You're idiots for not believing it. Well, he came back and he said he was there a very short time. It was found out it was the huge lie. We're talking about a chemical engineer. His dad worked for, I think it was the Connecticut prison system. Fred Leutcher designed. He's an expert all over the world. He's the only gas chamber expert ever recognized by Canada, by the United States, and Germany is the number one gas chamber expert in the world. He designed gas chambers. He designed ways to kill people. He knows. So we've had him on several times, and he said it's a damn lie. So back to you, Will.
Well, Eddie, Matt, I'm reminded in the 1970s and 80s, RCA Victor had a series of commercials that talked about it. RCA was the gift that just kept on giving. I kind of feel like that with the Holocaust Jews. They've been milking this thing now for two generations. It's a gift that keeps on giving. You mentioned the name Ernst Zundel, and really that was a part of my awakening, my waking up. I heard him back in the 90s, and just like Matt, I decided I was going to research this thing myself. I actually found in some microfiche in a library some European census data, and it lines exactly up with what Matt was talking about, and it was a slightly lower number, but it was about 8.5 million Jews for the entire mainland continent of Europe in the 1930s, and the wholesale killing of 6 million, there would be possible. And I agree with Monica Schaefer. It's a linchpin lie that we can unravel. If you can pull the pin on that, everything else unravels. But I'll remind you both, and everybody listen to us, Eddie, and that's John 8:44 from the New Testament, where our Lord Jesus admonished those that were before him, and he calls the Jews that they were doing the work of their father, who was the father of lies, that he was a murderer and a liar from the beginning, and they continue to do his work.
And you know what? We're going to this break. When we come back, guys, Matt and Will, we're bringing a fellow on, Mike Weaver, and he's being persecuted by these same damn Jews that are doing the work of their father, the devil, and they're persecuting him because he told the truth. He's under persecution. They've made up a stinking misdemeanor crime, and they're chasing him. So we got to go to this quick break. We'll be right back, folks.
This is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm so excited. We've had some excellent, excellent people on this program today. Like I told you 100 times, I'm just a small tooth in a cog of a machine with great people coming on here, pushing this cannon forward into the mouth of the beast, firing full speed rhetorically into the devil, trying to fight them to defeat global white genocide. We were talking about the lies that the Jews made about a National Socialist, the lies that they made up against Adolf Hitler and his wonderful people. I think Adolf Hitler was the greatest man that ever lived, probably more so even than Nathan Bedford Forrest and General Lee. Probably against greater odds, but we had, you know what, these people, their father, the devil, the people who wear the small hats, the stinking Jew, they will tolerate no lies before them. In fact, their Holocaust is that God, that jealous God that will have no other gods before it, the Holocaust. You try to deny, you intimidate that God of the Holocaust, that God will smash you like an ant with a sledgehammer to an ant. Well, we here at Blood River Radio, we're going to fight against those lies to the last breath, drop of our blood. And we have a person here who, on air, Mike Weaver, who's paying the price because he has exposed some of the lies of these devil worshipers. He's exposed their lies. And because of that, they're coming to get him. They want him dead. And so we're going to bring him on right now. It's Mike Weaver. He used to be a founding member of the Goyim Da Vinci League, the greatest pamphlets I've ever seen. So anyway, Mike, if you will, come on, tell the people, give them a brief bio, tell them about what happened in history, how you got in trouble, and bring us up to the date of real time. Go ahead, Mike.
Sure. First and foremost, I've been a white civil rights advocate for 31 years, since the age of 14. I started distributing flyers from the National Alliance. And then at the age of 18, I joined the National Alliance under the leadership of Dr. William Pearson, became one of the best activists of the National Alliance. Fast forward to November 3rd of 2023, my friends and I were on a statewide campaign in the state of Georgia to distribute flyers in every county, and there's 159 counties in the state of Georgia, and my friend and I distributed flyers in about 50 counties, totaling about 130,000 flyers, exposing the criminal Jewish power structure that rules America with a Bolshevik iron fist. And my friends were raided by the Douglas County Sheriff's Office on November 3rd, 2023, with a dozen deputies to serve a, quote, littering warrant, even though under the case law by the Georgia Supreme Court, Statesboro Publishing v. City of Sylvania has ruled that you can distribute literature into yards, driveways, by the mailbox, and on front porches, and it did not constitute littering. However, Douglas County wants to prosecute and persecute my friends and I, Hillary and Matt Jacobs, for having the temerity to exercise our constitutional rights in the People's Republic of Douglas County, Georgia.
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, it's criminal that he has every legal right to be doing what they're doing. And what you have here are just rogue prosecutors who are trying to use the apparatus of the state illegally against its own white citizenry. So, what more needs to be said? Are the other gentlemen, are they tied to the same prosecution case?
Yes, well, it's a husband and wife team. However, I need to make it clear on air that the wife, Hillary Jacobs, she just accompanied with us. She never distributed not a single flyer. She was just in the back seat during our flyering operation, but she did not distribute a single flyer, but she was still arrested with her husband, and they were swatted by Major Matt Gray of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, like I said, back in November 3rd, 2023, and they were held in jail for several days until they went in front of Judge, a white female named Susan Camp, who gave them a bond of $30,000 for having the audacity to exercise a God-given constitutional right that our veterans have fought and died for in America, for us to be able to criticize anyone we see fit. Now, for the record, our flyers did not contain any slurs or any advocation of violence whatsoever, or we also did not advocate any imminent lawless action. So based on the First Amendment, the Georgia State Constitution, we did not violate any laws, and what we have here is a corrupt Bolshevik government using a littering statute that doesn't apply in our situation to try to silence white dissidents from speaking truth to power about the terrible taboo topics of today.
And you know, Will, they put a they being the Douglas County government, the Douglas County Gulag, they put a $30,000 bond on those two people that Mike just got through talking about. And normally, Mike said, coming into court, he's gone into court, and he's seen violent criminals in the same courthouse, and they would never get more than a several $1,000 fine or bond, but yet for a misdemeanor, a friggin' misdemeanor that wasn't even a crime, they put a $30,000 bond on them. Will, tell us what do you think about that, Will?
I got a few questions, Mike. If that's okay, and I'll address that what you were just talking about at the beginning. My understanding in the state of Georgia is a misdemeanor is anything up to $1,000 in damages or theft, punishable up to 1 year in jail. I'm trying to figure out how how they came up with such an excessive sale in this incident, Mike. Is it, did they aggregate the littering charges where they hit the Jacobs with hundreds of littering charges? Or could you explain that?
Yes, sir. I'll explain that. First, sir, the Jacobs, my co-defendants, were charged with over, quote, 302 counts of littering. Originally, it started at 105 counts of littering. Then they changed it to 302 counts of littering. And now they changed it again to where both the Jacobs and myself are facing 5 counts of littering. So they've changed the charges 3 separate times. And also another thing I want to expound upon is the fact that one of the women that was an assistant DA at the time who handles felony cases, her name is Lauren Wallace. Later on, she became a judge. And to put things in perspective, there was a man that was accused of sexual assault, and Judge Lauren Wallace, Superior Court judge, gave him a bond of $30,000 for being accused of sexual assault. So just think about this for 1 second. You got distributing lawful information protected under the First Amendment, a $30,000 bond, or you can get accused, because I don't know if the person's guilty, of sexually assault, which is a felony, and receive a $30,000 bond. So they're trying to basically equate that distributing political and religious literature equates to the same bond as someone accused of sexual assault of a female.
Well, you know, Mike, in the Talmud with the Jews, they consider sexual assault, that's not a crime if they pick out a goyim. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I bet my guys on the radio know, that you're allowed to have sex with a child, like 3 years old, especially if she's a goyim. You guys correct me if I'm wrong.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, I think you're dead on. Mike, I have another question.
Go ahead.
I don't want to delve too much into the minutiae, but my brain's working on this. And you were talking about originally it was 100 and then 300, and now it's down to 5 counts. The way this would need to work in my mind is if you were leaving these on people's porches or whatever, well, that's private property. Those people would have to be the complainant and the victim in this. Is Douglas County, are these people acting as victims, or is Douglas County just extrajudiciously saying that they are victims? Does that make sense what my question is?
Sure, yeah. I actually study law myself. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm studying law, and mainly I'm well-versed in First Amendment law. And I looked at the discovery, which is public information if anyone wants to look at it. The Douglas County, Georgia website goes to the court website, put in the last name of the Jacobs, scroll down to the fourth page to Matt Philip Jacobs, and you can read the discovery free online. And apparently they have a, quote, list of witnesses who claim that they received, quote, offensive flyers in their driveway or on their porch or what have you. So I guess these are 5 residents they found to, file a complaint with them, and so that's why there's only 5 charges at this time of littering. But once again, I have to reiterate that the Georgia Supreme Court, Statesboro Publishing v. City of Sylvania, that anyone can look up online, says that you have a right to distribute information in driveways, porches, or by the mailbox, and it does not constitute littering whatsoever. And this is the highest court in the state of Georgia, the Georgia Supreme Court. So we have a lower court, Douglas State Court, under Judge Brian Fortner. Basically, I believe that this lower court thinks that they can overrule case precedent, and that's what stare decisis, which means already been decided in Latin.
Right. Absolutely. Are there any other, you were on the mission for all 159 counties in the state of Georgia. Have you ran into any legal hurdles or problems in any of the other counties, or is it just Douglas County?
It's just Douglas County that I'm aware of. In fact, there were many news reports of our distributions, and a sheriff of that particular county or a police chief of that city would say, hey, I know you don't like this literature that's being distributed.
I think I hear the news. We've got to go to a quick break, guys. We'll come right back to you, Mike, after this break. Be right back, folks.
How How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. strikes Venezuela and says its leaders has been captured and flown out of the country. Correspondent Luke Garrett reports.
The apparent attack itself lasted less than 30 minutes. Trump said in his social media post that the strike was carried out successfully. It comes after the Trump administration has escalated pressure on Maduro, who has decried U.S. military operations against alleged drug traffickers as a thinly veiled effort to oust him from power.
President Trump says Maduro was not a duly elected leader.
For many years after his term as president of Venezuela expired, Maduro remained in power and waged a ceaseless campaign of violence, terror, and subversion against the United States of America, threatening not only our people, but the stability of the entire region.
The FBI announced Friday that authorities disrupted a potential terrorist attack planned for New Year's Eve in North Carolina. U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson says the 18-year-old terror suspect had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, it was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York. He pledged his allegiance to ISIS with that undercover agent, and he disclosed his plans to, quote, do jihad soon.
The man allegedly planned on using knives and hammers to attack people at a local grocery store and fast food restaurant in support of ISIS. Economist Steve Moore says that President Trump has orchestrated an exceptional economic recovery.
This really has been a bit of a miracle. What's happened in the last year, recovering from the kind of malaise of the Biden years, the high inflation, the declining incomes, the high gas prices.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-8548.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-793-8548.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Abombadour Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, some just like that Sandbike said, some men we just can't reach, and Zog ain't never going to reach this man right here or anybody else Blood River Radio. Before, listen, we're talking about Satan, and Will brought up John 8:44, where it's the apostle John, the Saint John, said he named the Jew. It's what Jesus Christ named the Jew. I'll make this quick. You're always hearing these preachers. I like to single out the Southern Baptist, because I can say it because my grandfather was a Baptist minister. He was killed before I was born. I tell people I'm a recovering Baptist. I was baptized in a Baptist church, but I'm a recovering Baptist. I took the two-step program. It's not 12. Didn't tell one, took me two steps. But anyway, the Bible says, Scripture says, unlike the Baptist ministers will tell you, Jesus told them that, and you know what? We name our religion. Christianity comes from this guy named Christ. It's Christianity, Christ, Christianity. So what Christ said, who's the head guy of our religion, who we worship, he looked at the Jews in John 8:44, and he told them, you are of your father the devil, and if you will do the will of your father, you will do. He was the first liar. When he speaketh a lie, he comes from him. He can only tell lies. He came to murder, to kill, to destroy. He came to destroy everything that God created. And that's who we're talking about. And they run this whole damn Western world right now. They don't have Russia. That's why they hate Russia so bad, because Russia is in revival. They're in revival. They're a Christian nation. Several other countries they don't have a hold of. But they have the United States in a lockdown hold. And that's why they get by with murder. And that's why they're getting by with persecuting the man who's in this show right now, Mike Weaver, because he's trying to wake people up to the truth. These Jew worshipers in the Southern Baptist Church, United Methodist, you name your church, the people, probably the mainstream Presbyterian, they all worship these damn Jews. So he's trying to open these people's eyes. And you know what, people? Since you want to be religious, it will keep you from going to hell. Well, I have a Baptist friend, and I told her, listen, I'm worried for you. You're on thin ice worshiping. I know you go to a Baptist church, but you're worshiping Jews. You're thin ice of going to, you're going to bust hell wide open if you don't stop worshiping Jews and worshiping Jesus Christ. And once again, that's why Mike Weaver is in such peril right now. They're trying to shut him up. Matt, go ahead. I know, brother, I know you had some questions for Mike. Go ahead. I'm sorry it went too long.
So when we were in break, Will Franklin asked a few really good questions that I even had on my mind. So I would love if y'all could revisit those when y'all get back on. But Mike, when you had to go find a lawyer, have you had any trouble at all finding legal counsel or a lawyer?
Well, I'm glad that you said that. Well, of course, all these, quote, free speech activists out there and lawyers who claim to cherish the First Amendment, when it comes to the Jewish problem, they don't want to take the case. But we have an excellent law firm that I'd like to plug right now. Our attorney's name is Glenn Allen, and the organization's name, if anyone wants to contribute, is the Free Expression Foundation. That's freeexpressionfoundation.org, O-R-G. And this law firm has been amazing. We actually have a Georgia lawyer helping us with the Douglas County case named Charles Randy Shepherd, and the head attorney is Glenn Allen, and we actually have help from a former boxer from New York, and his name is Frederick Kelly. So these lawyers, in defense of our First Amendment rights, are working diligently to make sure that Americans aren't going to be persecuted and prosecuted for exercising a right that's guaranteed under not just the United States Constitution, but the Georgia State Constitution also honors the First Amendment right to speak your mind.
You know, Mike, we also have a friend and a supporter on this show, and I know Matt knows him. Matt's met him. In fact, he did a broadcast with us, Matt, you and me. His name is Frank White. north of the Mason-Dixon line. He is a founding member of that organization. But go ahead, back to you, Matt.
Good guy. So I got a question in follow-up to that. Have you started any, like, give-send-go type of funding? So, like, and this is a case that I think people will really jump on board with free speech, and you could possibly raise some good funding for your legal case.
Unfortunately, I don't have a gifts and go because I was debanked a couple years ago. I had a bank account for several years, and one day all of a sudden they send me a letter in the mail saying within 30 days, you know, we're going to close your account. And I tried to get to the bottom of it, and no one would answer me why my account of many years was being shut down. So I've been debanked by the usual suspects, the Zionist power, Jewish power structure that rules America. And because of that, like I said, I don't have a gifts and go or no way to start a gifts and go without an active bank account. So what I always tell people, just the appeal that we're having right now that's been filed in the 11th Circuit Court, and I'm going to get to that in a second. Like I said, people can either make a monthly donation to the Free Expression Foundation and leave a comment for the Jacobs and Weaver free speech case in Douglas County. There's a way to make a one-time donation, I remember, and a monthly donation as well, if anyone, because this appeal is probably going to cost, from what I gather, about $8,000 to $10,000 that we need to raise in order to secure the First Amendment rights of white Americans in the state of Georgia. And one other thing I also want to talk about earlier, I know that y'all were saying things, you know, from the Bible. And I just want to leave people with this quote here, that I truly believe that these Bolshevik tyrants in Douglas County would arrest Jesus Christ for proselytizing.
Oh, of course.
Oh, absolutely they would.
The same people that are doing the bidding of the devil today, they did arrest Jesus. You know, they were the accusers back. You know, they were the accusers back then. I like to point out to people regularly, you know, the Roman government may have been the one that put him in chains, but the Jews were the ones who made the accusations. They were the ones who were claiming victimhood even then. So that there's nothing new now. You know, it's the same thing since that time. It was a great point, Mike. That's a great point to make.
Yeah, and furthermore, if anyone reads their Bible in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, it states clearly in verbatim in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Jews killed Jesus Christ. That's verbatim in the Bible, if anyone opens it up.
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
Mike,
Go ahead, Eddie.
No, go ahead. Sorry,
you go ahead. You go ahead, Will.
No, you mentioned the appeal, Mike, and I would. I know we're getting close to the end of the hour break, but I just, if for the benefit of our listening audience, can you bring us up to where you are right now, currently in this legal battle, and what's on the horizon?
Yes, I will. Our attorneys of the Free Expression Foundation filed a 1983 civil rights lawsuit against the deputies for violating our civil rights, which, by the way, under U.S. Code Title 18, Section 241 and 242, deprivation of rights under color of law and conspiracy against rights are federal felonies. So we filed a 1983 civil rights lawsuit, and it was denied by Judge Stephen Grimberg, G-R-I-M-B-E-R-G, he denied our lawsuit. So now where we're currently at is we filed an appeal with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in the state of Georgia, and we're waiting for a three-judge panel to hear our brief.
On your 1983 suit, did the judge did he say that they had qualified immunity? Is that the reason?
No, the judge said this. I don't know all the details, but what I was told is that the judge said that the reason why he dismissed our lawsuit is known as the Younger Doctrine. Are you familiar with the Younger Doctrine?
How does that apply? Keep talking. I'm interested in
how that would apply
here.
The Younger Doctrine basically says that if you have an ongoing, like, let's say, criminal case in state
in
court,
the
federal court doesn't want to hear it until it adjudicates itself at the state level.
Isn't it amazing, Mike, that the feds are very quick to claim the supremacy clause when it benefits them, but not when it actually benefits a citizen?
Exactly. Now, the judge did kind of say that he did believe, I believe in some brief that I read that he wrote, that he did believe it is First Amendment protected speech, but he wasn't sure if we were protected in the manner it was distributed. Now, in the manner it was distributed, for the record, is we don't believe in littering anyone whatsoever. I want to make that clear on record. So what we would do to prevent litter is we would take a flyer or two flyers, fold them in half, put them in a waterproof Ziploc bag, zip it up, add corn as ballast into the bag, and then with it properly zipped up, we would toss it normally either by your mailbox or, if possible, on the front porch, so therefore there's no way that, because of the ballast enclosed, that it could blow into a yard and become litter.
Mike, we have to go to our last break. Folks, we still have about 14, 15 minutes, and don't go anywhere this far. Last break in the second hour. Be right back, folks.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips, anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Ooh, Blood River Radio family. One thing, Mike Weaver is going to come back and inform us of something I've always wondered about. How it's just surreal and mind-numbing about how much power this just small minority of people in the United States, in the world, have just a paralyzing power. It's just incredible power. We're talking about the Jews, of course. And Mike is going to come in, and he's going to further expand upon that problem that I have, that question I have. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I just want your listeners to know that there were several alternative news articles that were, letting people know about our current situation in the state of Georgia. And there was a couple excellent articles by Moon Maiden. And she actually filed, are you familiar with a GORA request? It stands for Georgia Open Records Act. And basically, she filed this with the Sheriff's Department and wanted to see if there was any communication between the Sheriff's Office of Douglas County and the ADL and SPLC. And
wow.
By law, they have 3 business days by law to turn over any kind of information or communication they have that was requested by her. And the sheriff's office have to this day illegally denied turning over any communications that their office may have had with the SPLC and the Anti-Defamation League. So this right here tells me that they're protecting someone, they're hiding information from we the people, they're not being transparent with information, there's zero accountability with Douglas County, the people who rule Douglas County, and like I said, by law, they refuse to turn over this information that she requested regarding if they had any communication with Jewish special interest groups, and obviously, that answers itself right there.
Now, Mike, is there any type of federal statute, or is that, maybe that was the federal statute you're talking about? Is there any way you could go to the feds and get them to come in and have them enforce that request, that ruling? Or is that just statewide?
Well, what I'm thinking about doing next is it may be a waste of time, but I'm going to put forth the effort. Is I'm going to send a letter to the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division that our civil rights have been clearly and flagrantly violated, and are they going to do something and enforce these laws that are on the books where the deputies have committed numerous federal felonies of violations of our civil rights that are federal felonies, and are you going to actually arrest these deputies for violating our civil rights, or is it because you're not going to do anything because we're not black, Jewish, or a bunch of faggots?
Will, do you think, the different scenario, if that were a Jew trying to get, trying to find out if you, say for instance, Joe Sixpack Goyim was arrested in Douglas County, and they had done something to offend a Jew. Do you think that the Jews would have a hard time getting filing an information request to see if the Goyim had had any conversation with, say, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, with David Duke, with Jason Robb, with the KKK, or maybe some other type of right wing organization? Do you think they'd be stonewalled like that? Will, I know that's a rhetorical question, brother.
No, not at all.
Of course not.
Yeah, not at all.
Of course not. What we have here is a case of lawless law enforcement. I mean, like I said, let me go off on something a little bit different, to your audience, is the fact that they've already been investigated at their county jail for having their black guards sexually assault multiple female inmates. And anyone can look this up in the news. So they're already under investigation. And the fact that the feds or anyone won't step in and actually do something there is just telling in itself. Like, they're basically have to be protected by someone very powerful.
The sheriff of Douglas County is a black Democrat. Am I correct on that?
I believe so. I believe you're correct on that. In fact, I think from what I gather is pretty much everyone in government there is a registered Democrat. But then when I looked up the judge, Susan Kemp, who imposed the $30,000 bond on Hillary and Matt Jacobs, I saw online that this is online, so I'm not saying it's true, but according to online sources, she's a registered Republican.
How about that? And was she at the state court level or the superior court level, or where was she at?
She was at the time of the bond hearing, she was a magistrate judge. And recently it came to my attention that she's been promoted to a state judge. And then the assistant DA of that time, Lauren Wallace, who influenced Judge Susan Kemp to give them a high bond, saying apparently what was said in court was, according to the Jacobs, assistant DA Lauren Wallace said to the judge, "I believe the bond should be higher, and so they don't reoffend." So how dare you influence a judge to give a bond that's excessive in violation of the Eighth Amendment, by the way, excessive bond under the Eighth Amendment, simply because you claim, and so they don't reoffend. Well, how does a citizen of this country reoffend for exercising a God-given constitutional right that our veterans have fought and died for? And now this woman, this assistant DA, Lauren Wallace, she got promoted to be a superior court judge. So you've got these judges that are completely rogue, don't even know about the Constitution, could care less about violating the civil rights of white Americans in America, and that they have these very powerful positions as judges.
for the benefit of the listeners, in Georgia, a Superior Court judge is one rung under the Supreme Court justices of Georgia. They hear all felony and capital cases in the state of Georgia. That's a pretty powerful position.
And also, I want to let your listeners know that if anyone lives in the state of Georgia and would like to peacefully assemble, which is a God-given right, at the courthouse on a public sidewalk, the Jacobs court date is set for February 16th at 9 a.m. before Judge Brian Fortner. And I believe if a lot of Americans in the state of Georgia come together and peacefully protest and says, no, we're not going to tolerate this violation of our rights, and make a statement there loud and clear, I mean, they can't arrest everybody, and then that's going to open up another can of worms that then they're going to be arresting Americans for having a peaceful protest, which is also guaranteed by the Constitution.
No, I'd like to give us quick information. For our listeners that would like to contact the Douglas County, Georgia Sheriff's Department and try to get something going, I'm going to give you the number. If I don't forget, I'll give it at the end of the show. Here's the number, y'all. I'll give you just a second or two to get you a pencil. But here we go. 770-942-2121. That's the Douglas County Sheriff's Department. And you can go in there and ask for that. If you see anybody want to, the sheriff or that major that we've been talking about, Matt Gray. I believe it was named. Matt Gray. You can ask to talk to him and ask him some hard questions about why there's such a violation of rights, of law. So do you have any questions here, Matt?
I don't. I would ask, I'd make another appeal for us to somehow get your case on like GiveThinko. There's such a huge corporate body of people that are very interested in free speech and rights. All right, and I think that there would be a great appeal for people to be interested in your case, and if we could get on there somehow, I don't know if by proxy or what, then people would be very aware of what's happening with you now, you know. So I think I highly recommend it somehow if we can make that happen.
I agree 100%, and also if people want to, they can actually call the Douglas County Courthouse. And the state court solicitor, her name is Sonia Compton, C-O-M-P-T-O-N, and that number is 770-949-2000. That's 770-949-2000. And in a civil manner, ask them, why are they prosecuting Americans for First Amendment protected speech? Do we need to send these public officials a copy of the United States Constitution and demand that they read it? Or can they not read it because it's not in the language of Ebonics?
Excellent question. One more thing I'd like to get out there. I know, Mike, you're no longer affiliated with the Going to Vince League, but they put out some excellent flyers. Would it be possible how can these people get I have a bunch myself. If anybody would like to go online and pull up some of these flyers and they could put them and do it clandestinely, put it where I live in Tennessee, I've had no problem doing it in Memphis, but how could they get some of those flyers?
What I would like to do is for people to go to natall.com. that's natall.com. that's the National Alliance website, and go to their flyers section, and if they have a printer, download and print off as many of those flyers as possible and start handing them to people, you know, hand to hand, and friends and family members and stuff. So they have a lot of good flyers there full of information, and they also have a weekly radio program on nationalvanguard.org, O-R-G, and that's by Kevin Straw.
Give that out one more time. N-A-T, what was that now?
That's natall.com.
Thank you so much, Mike. Mike, you've been an absolute dynamite guest. I've saluted you for what you're doing. I respect you. I consider you a great patriot. I also like to thank you, Matt, for coming on at a moment's notice. I'd like to thank you, Will, for coming on at a moment's notice. I think y'all did a fantastic job.
Is there two more minutes left, by any chance?
No, sir, we're running completely out of time. We certainly have. Oh. But we can get you back on again in a very short time. Very future. Anyway, we're running completely out of time. Blood River Radio family, I hope you enjoyed this hour. We're transitioning now to the third hour. We're going to pick up the bitter eater himself, Gene Andrews. You got about a 5-minute break, folks.